This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Coming up on today's show, a journey to the heart of the planet. First up, with the GOP set to take control of the White House and Congress, there's been talk of repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act. And even if that doesn't happen, there could be significant changes made to the ACA during the next year. For now, though, the law is still intact, and open enrollment for purchasing insurance for 2017 is underway. And joining us to help navigate the process of enrolling in the health insurance marketplace and to provide advice on finding an insurance plan that best suits your needs are Legal Aid Society of Greater Cincinnati paralegal advocate Deanna White and outreach and enrollment coordinator and specialist with the Cincinnati Health Department, Angela Robinson. If you have questions about enrolling for health insurance under the ACA, give us a call at 513-419-7100. You can also email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Angela and Deanna, good to see both of you this afternoon. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
So what are the key things people need to be aware of? What are some of the changes that they're going to see this year when they go online to enroll?
Well, the healthcare.gov website is still up and running, and it's a little bit simpler this year in navigating the process as far as applying is concerned. A lot of the information that maybe if you were a returning client from last year is already in place when you log into your account. And so there are some things that you may not have to actually enter and save a little bit of time.
So if I have a health plan, if I had a health plan in place for 2016, mm-hmm. does that just automatically roll over, Angela, or do I need to keep going in and re-enrolling?
You should always go into your healthcare.gov's app or your healthcare.gov account on an annual basis to renew, to update your information so that you receive the correct premium tax credit.
Okay, so don't just assume it's going to take care of itself.
You should always go into your account on an annual basis.
Deanna, how many choices are there in Ohio when it comes to health care? How many different plans do we have available?
This year, Ohio has, the Cincinnati area specifically, has 53 plans. There's a range, depending on what major, I have for the major metropolitan areas, there's a range of between 38 plans in Columbus to 59 plans in the Dayton area. The Cincinnati area has 6 issuers, and we see the premium range without the tax credits ranging between $200 and $500 a month for the health care premiums. I want to emphasize that that's without the tax credit, the subsidy that helps pay for those plans.
Who's eligible for the subsidies? How does that work?
So in Ohio, you're eligible for Medicaid up until, these numbers are kind of make your eyes cross, up until 138% of the federal poverty level, which means nothing if you don't work at legal aid or at the health department like Angela does. So in a family of four, if your gross annual income is about $33,000 a year or less, you're going to be eligible for Medicaid. If it's over that, you're eligible up until 4 times the federal poverty level, which for that same family of four is $97,000 a year. So between $33,000 a year and $97,000 a year in a family of four, you're going to be eligible for tax credits to help you pay for your health insurance.
And those are just scaled according to where you fall in that the income level,
correct,
right?
Correct, okay. Yes.
The federal poverty level.
How do you determine that? Is all that figured out when you go online and you enroll?
Yeah. So when you actually enroll, you enter in the information according to your income, a lot of times from your taxes that you've filed and your estimates as far as what your gross is going to be for that year. And based on that amount, that's how your premium tax credits are calculated.
What are the key dates that people need to keep in mind during this enrollment period?
So the key date you want to keep in mind recently is December the 15th of this year. You want to make sure that you enroll in your coverage and pay for your first premium so that your coverage will be effective January 1st of 2017. Any date after the 16th or the 15th of December, your coverage wouldn't be effective until February the 1st. And so really keeping in mind that throughout the holiday season, we want to make sure that we get enrolled and pay our premiums by that December 15th date.
I'd want to get it done as soon as possible because it's the last thing I'm going to be thinking about during the holidays. I'd like to just have it out of the way and done by that point.
Absolutely. And usually the history has been, you know, we all wait to the last minute. And so the week of December, you know, that week of December 15th, there's a rush for people to go to the site and to contact local assisters to help them.
But you still have until January 31st.
If you forget, if you procrastinate, like a lot of us do, present company included, you have until January 31st to sign up for a plan.
Now, can you go online and research the plans?
Yes, you can. You actually can go in online and research the plans, putting in some basic information, and it'll give you an estimate of what your annual premium would be, your monthly premium, based on the income information that you put in.
There's also a nice tool, the Marketplace Comparison Tool, where you can enter in sort of what current prescriptions you take, if you have a preferred hospital that you like to go to, and who your providers are, and then it'll search for plans that include the medicine you take and your preferred hospital and your doctors.
And Dana, you can do this before you enter in any personal information or start enrolling?
You enter in your zip code, your doctors, the names of your prescriptions, and you don't have to enter in anything else personal about yourself.
513-419-7100. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can also email talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And joining us now is attorney and health law fellow with the Kentucky Equal Justice Center, Kara Stewart. Good afternoon, Kara. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm all right. Thank you so much for having me, and thanks for having this conversation.
Well, I got a question for you. What are the changes for Kentucky residents? What kinds of changes are they going to see this year when they go to into the open enrollment period?
Well, one really big change is that Kentucky has moved from being a state-based marketplace to a federally supported state-based marketplace. So we're still a state-based marketplace, but we're using the federal platform for people who are buying health plans. So people with income above the Medicaid line are now going to be shopping via healthcare.gov instead of connect.ky.gov. But we're still encouraging people to actually still start at Connect, because Connect will lead you to a screening tool to figure out really where you should go to find the right plan for you.
Okay, so you can go on ahead of time and start researching.
Yeah, absolutely, and people should. And so that way you're starting in the right place. What we don't want is to have people going, you know, sort of unfortunate that we do have multiple doors now instead of the one, but there is still a door for everyone, and we want to make sure that people get there.
Kara, there have been some concerns that this would be a confusing transition. How's it going so far?
You know, we saw the same spike that happened nationally. That, you know, last Wednesday there was an uptick right nationally, and that happened to Kentucky too. You know, we're seeing really great numbers of people who are enrolling in plans, people who are reaching out. We saw very high numbers of people creating accounts. So, you know, people want to be covered, and people want to have health coverage, and so they're doing what they need to do to make that happen.
Dan and Angela, what have we seen in Ohio? I mean, how busy has it been on the Ohio side?
It's been very busy.
Same thing as what they...
Same as Kentucky. People want to be covered.
Yeah. And nationally, you know, over 1 million people have selected plans since November 1st when open enrollment started. And 300,000 of those happened just in the 3 days following the election. So there's a major uptick in take-up.
Kara, in Kentucky, how many plans do people have to choose from?
So it varies quite a bit across the state. So, you know, because some carriers chose to offer plans, I mean, multiple plans in some counties and not in others. So, you know, I would hate to set somebody up and have one answer when in reality it varies based on which county you're shopping in. So I'd help people, they'd have to go and look to see. In Northern Kentucky, there's quite a bit of variety. So there's a lot of plans that are available to people in the Northern Kentucky counties.
But it's like Ohio, it just depends on what part of the state that you happen
exactly.
to live in.
Right. County to county, it changes. So that's one of the variations.
So what's the starting point? When people start this whole process, where do they start?
They can start at healthcare.gov, or there are several local assisters in the Cincinnati area, including Butler Ward, all of our outlying counties, really the entire state, where they can find local help. But the healthcare.gov is a great place to start. They can go to find local help, put in their zip code there, and from there they can find people that are close to them, local assisters that are willing to help them, that are and do face-to-face applications.
For free. It's free assistance. Yes. I like to...
It is very free, yes.
Kara, what about Kentucky? What kind of what's the starting point? Do you have people who are assisting down there, navigators who are helping people out?
Absolutely. I mean, I would echo that exact same thing. I encourage people to get help. Get people that know, connectors is what we used to call them. And the same people, a lot of the same people are still helping people get enrolled. They're just now called application assisters. But I still encourage people to get local help. And so it's pretty easy. Again, you can still go to Connect to start, connect.ky.gov in Kentucky. And when you go there, you can get help. There's a button to get help, and I encourage people to click that button and find someone to help them through the process.
But I take it from what you were saying earlier, Connect, you can research whether your doctor's in a particular health plan, what the details of the plan are, and that kind of thing.
Yes. So depending on your eligibility, it would redirect you to healthcare.gov if that was appropriate. But for most people in Kentucky, they're going to stay in the state system that's being rebranded as Benefind. So the Connect marketplace that will be for most people in Kentucky will be Benefind. But I just encourage people to go and do the eligibility screening tool to see where they should go.
We got an email from Kathleen. She says she's retiring next spring. So she'll have insurance through her employer until then. But
congratulations, Kathleen.
we're envious. But she's wondering, could she buy her own insurance when she leaves work?
Of course. Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things about, the ACA and having private market coverage available via marketplaces is that people are not tied, to their employers for coverage. And people are able to make creative career decisions or retirement decisions that I don't have to be bound by that coverage, because you can go shop and get coverage for yourself in the individual marketplace.
Right, and we encourage people to shop, and that includes really looking at the plan and product that's available from your company or organization that you're retiring from before making a choice, but you can shop.
Again, if you'd like to join us, 513-419-7100 is the number to call, and we will continue our conversation about enrolling in health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. The open enrollment period for the Affordable Care Act is underway through January 31st. And joining us to help navigate the process of enrolling in the health insurance marketplace and to provide advice on finding an insurance plan that best suits your needs are Legal Aid Society of Greater Cincinnati paralegal advocate Deanna White, outreach and enrollment coordinator and specialist with the Cincinnati Health Department, Angela Robinson, and attorney and health law fellow with the Kentucky Equal Justice Center, Kara Stewart. And you can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. I'm wondering, Kara, what happens if you purchase a plan now, if you sign up now, and something happens where it changes in January, or it changes providers in the network, or maybe even the insurer drops out of the market at that point? What kind of recourse do you have?
Well, I mean, I would emphasize that is highly unlikely to happen. Right? I mean, insurers are entering into contracts. They have got their entire, business is tied up in this. And so it's not likely that an entire industry is going to just disappear, right, in January. So I would just encourage people to say, you sign up for a plan, and it's going to be that plan for next year. I think that 2017 is going to be a very stable year for whatever you choose when you shop right now. In terms of recourse, we do have the Department of Insurance, I'm sure in Ohio as well, but in Kentucky, there is a consumer complaint form available on our Department of Insurance website. If an insurance company is not following, the law, it's a pretty easy process to file that complaint.
Okay. Angela, any advice from your side?
I echo what Kara said,
same
yes.
Thing. Uh-huh. Okay. 513-419-7100 to join the conversation. And let's talk to Matt in Covington. Hi, Matt.
Hi. How are you?
Good, thank you. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just had a question for you. This is regarding Kentucky. So I'm self-employed, and I bought a Humana policy on the exchange for this current year. And to be honest, I don't know what the changes have. Either I've missed something or I've been kind of disappointed. I guess I'm looking at, I've basically been offered one of two carriers, neither of which are Humana, and only 9 plans available. I don't know if in the change from Connect to the federal website, I mean, are there fewer choices this year in Kentucky,
yes,
or should I be looking somewhere
yes
else?
No, Matt, that's correct. And hi, and if you want to have any help shopping, this is Kara, and I live in Cunnington, and I'm happy to get together with you and figure it out. But no, you're right. There are fewer choices, and part of that is because of Kentucky's decision to move to healthcare.gov, where it costs the carriers more to participate. So that moved from a 1% assessment fee to a 3%. And so some insurers do make different decisions with those added costs. So that was the governor's decision. But there are still plans available, right, which is sort of the bottom line, the important part. But you're right, there are less choices for Kentuckians this year because of the state's decision to dismantle Connect and move to healthcare.gov.
Matt, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Kara, in terms of what's going on in Kentucky, I was asking you earlier if this had caused a lot of confusion. But you expect things to smooth out. You expect everything to work out and be okay as we go through the year.
Well, yes, I expect that plans are in place and that people are getting enrolled and that people are reaching out for assistance, and they're reaching out in higher numbers than they have before because you're right, Mark, because of the confusion, more people are reaching out for assistance. But really, that's a good thing because we're getting more people covered that way. So that's my hope and that's my expectation. And I do feel confident that, we do have plans in place. They're going to be there all year, and nothing is disappearing at this point. Though I will say, to the caller's point, there are less choices because of decisions. Those decisions matter, but there are still plans for everyone.
Angela, what if I still need a plan for 2016? Is it too late to sign up for one?
No, Mark, it's still, if you're eligible for a special enrollment period, you still can sign up. It would be eligible. You would be eligible for the month of December, but you'd have to kind of really quickly get that in place so that you could get that coverage in 2016 for the month of December. A special enrollment period, certain things happen. If you have a birth or if there's a death, you lose your coverage. Maybe you lose your job and you need coverage that way. Those are just examples of special enrollment periods.
So those are qualifying life
events
that they talk about?
Yes, qualifying life events that happen can make you eligible still to receive coverage and to get coverage for the month of December.
Okay. Again, 513-419-7100. Chris in Loveland joins us now. Hi, Chris.
Oh, hi. Yes, I was been listening to the program, and my wife and I needed some coverage because I went off COBRA, and I had been shopping around, and this is a standard middle tier coverage plan, like you would think bronze, silver, gold. This would be like silver or whatever, and I couldn't find anything anywhere for less than $1,200-$1,300 a month. And you guys were talking about $200 to $500 a month unsubsidized. What kind of programs were you talking about at that price level?
Well, we are talking about the plans that actually are offered on the healthcare.gov. This is what I would suggest, is that you get in touch with a local assister, and we would be more than happy to help you navigate the process. Sometimes it's not as easy as it appears on the website to navigate, and local assisters are trained. We go through an annual certification to assist people, and there may be something that maybe, and I'm not saying that you're doing this, but suggesting that maybe there's something you're missing in your application, that it's not capturing all of the data to assist you with getting the correct premium tax credit.
Okay. Can I have a follow-up?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Thank you. Well, I've talked to my wife. She's a pretty smart gal, and I'm not an idiot either, but I've been on the website. We've been contacted. Once you get going on the website, you get calls from brokers everywhere. And, I mean, to the point where it was like, oh, no, not another cold call from a broker. But we certainly have not been able to find anything anywhere close to those. I just was wondering, at those prices, what kind of a program or plan is one going to get into? Because, like I said, all the plans that I looked at, even the least expensive ones, that didn't have some kind of old $500,000 lifetime limit on them. In other words, more of a term life or term health insurance, as opposed to one that meets the federal guidelines
right.
as qualifying insurance.
You shouldn't see those term limited policies on healthcare.gov. I'd be interested in connecting you with someone who could sit beside you and go through this to make sure that you haven't been directed. There are other websites that look a lot like healthcare.gov but aren't. But to your specific question, the $200 to $500 range, the issuers are Ambetter, Anthem, CareSource, Humana, MedMutual, and Molina. Those are the six issuers. I don't know if any of those sound familiar to you.
Also, oh, they all do, ma'am.
Okay. Okay,
and,
yeah.
And
a $1,200.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that sounds outrageous to me. That surprises us both, and we work on the website regularly. So not doubting that you know what you're doing, but I don't know why you're getting those numbers.
Yeah, how do we get Chris in touch with somebody who can help him out?
You live in Loveland? Did you say Loveland?
Yeah, Loveland.
Okay, so I would use the Find Local Help. When you go to healthcare.gov, there is a button at the bottom that says Find Local Help. You could type in your zip code and find a sisters in your area that could help you.
Okie doke. Healthcare.gov, local help.
Yes,
right?
Yep. Find local help.
You could even Google Find Local Help Marketplace, and it'll come right up.
Okay. Well, I will certainly give that one more try.
Please do.
Even my cobra, when I left my previous job about a year ago, and the cobra was $1,330.
Right. Yeah. No, this is designed to be more competitive than that.
Right.
And just be cautious, Chris. Make sure it is healthcare.gov because there are sites, non-official sites, that try to make themselves look like.
There really are.
There are places that can help you with this. So just be careful that you are at healthcare.gov.
And based on that comment about receiving lots of calls from brokers makes me think that maybe you are on one of those alternate sites. I don't think people really receive a lot of calls if they're on the healthcare.gov site trying to find information about healthcare. So be very careful.
Chris, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Again, 513-419-7100 if you'd like to be part of the conversation. Let's talk to Carol in Bridgetown. Hi, Carol.
Hi. I called because my husband retired from the university last year, and for me to stay on his health insurance policy was going to be over $800 a month. So I got on the exchange and found my local doctor. I take no medicines. I have no health issues. I'm 62 years old, and the cheapest plan I could find was over about $530 a month. So when you initially said that it would cost between $200 and $500. I wonder where you got that figure because I can't find that for my age.
That is information that came from healthcare.gov that we got from a healthcare advocacy group in Columbus. Can I ask what metal level you're shopping for? Are you looking at the bronze plans?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so you really want to take a look at the silver plans? The silver plans.
Or even more for the silver plan.
Okay. Well, the silver plans is where you actually receive the maximum premium tax credits and the cost sharing reduction. And so, again, I don't doubt your intelligence, but it's really important to sit down with the local assister to help you navigate. I can't stress that more than enough. We don't have any magic formulas. It's just that sometimes information is not necessarily selected correctly, and it just takes one mistake, not clicking the right button or selecting something that shouldn't be selected, and it could change your whole outcome.
Okay. So I already signed up for next year. Can I rescind on that if I do get some different information from
Yes, you can. You haven't paid your first premium, have you?
Okay. And
have you paid your first?
No.
You can still make changes.
Where do I go to talk to someone in person?
So you are in the Bridgetown area?
Yes.
The closest, I think Deanna has a phone number.
Yep, I would call our local navigators. This is another option to finding local help. But the phone number, the navigator entity for our region's phone number is 513-482-4467.
Okay.
And you can also go back to healthcare.gov and click find local help, put in your zip code, and it'll give you a list of free local help that is in close proximity to where you live.
Okay, I'll try that and see if I find something left.
Please do.
Carol.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for the call. Go ahead, Kara.
This is Kara. These calls are really underlying the importance of expert assistance. And there is free expert assistance that continues to be available for all consumers at all income levels, everyone, throughout the enrollment period and beyond. Because enrollment is really a year-round thing. But right now is the time when everyone needs to make sure that they're in connections. They've found out who can help them. But, again, every call we've had so far just sort of brings out, again, the importance of having that local expert assistance, which is available to everyone. So I really want to encourage people to find someone to help them.
And, Kara, is it the same process in Kentucky? You go to healthcare.gov and click on find a local assistance, local help? Is that how you track down somebody?
That is a one option. I would encourage people to still check out Connect because there's the screening tool there to help you get in the right bucket in the right direction. But yeah, you can hit find local help on healthcare.gov and get connected to someone in Kentucky who is a certified application counselor or navigator and is able to sit with you and go through the process.
Okay. Let's talk to Joanne in Fairfield. Hi, Joanne.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I just have been using the government to find the insurance for the last 2 years. Last year when I got it, I went on and I put in all my doctors that were supposedly that I wanted, and supposedly all of them were covered. When I went to make an appointment, though, this year, the one doctor says that they are not covered by that insurance company. When I went on again to get for my 2017, they still have that doctor listed as taking the insurance. Just curious, why don't the doctors have to keep on with the insurance once they've filed or signed a contract?
That probably has more to do with the website being up to date and that your provider is still showing up on that insurance company as a provider when he may still have a contract with that provider and has already met his panel limits. Where they only accept a certain percentage of people from a certain plan. I think you bring up a really good point, and that is to cross-check once you've confirmed that your provider is, say you sign up for an Ambetter plan and you find your doctor there, then to turn around and make a phone call to your doctor and say, do you still accept the Ambetter Silver plan? I think that's really good advice, and I'm glad you called in to say that, because just because it shows up on the website doesn't mean that your doctor has renewed his or her contract with that insurance company.
Joanne, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. So, Deanna, when people are starting this whole shopping process, what are the things that they need to keep in mind? What are the key points that they need to focus in on and concentrate on?
So we talk about to make it as simple as possible, because the insurance, the insurance world is anything but simple. We talk about the three P's. We talk about price, which is something your callers have called in about, and that impacts everyone. You have to be able to afford the coverage or it's meaningless. We talk about providers. People build these relationships with their doctors, especially if they have chronic illnesses where they want to continue to see the same doctors and have good continuity of care. So we talk about providers, and we talk about prescriptions. It's important that you be able to find your medicine, be able to find insurance that covers the drugs that you take, because anybody who's paid out of pocket at a pharmacy knows how important that is.
Kara, what advice do you have on this?
Well, so I also, I mean, I echo the same thing. It's really not that different across state line, but, you know, you have to look at the annual cost, you know, is much more important than that monthly. And it can be distracting when you see a low monthly premium amount. But the reality is if that means you have to pay high out of pocket for a prescription, then it really isn't the best choice for you or saving you enough money. And so looking at healthcare kind of in a more, year-long annual kind of math and budgeting, and really looking at what was just brought up, looking at the providers, making sure that your provider, if you have a relationship with the provider, then that's an important value that you want to make sure, you know, can continue. And I also say call the doctor's office, right? Even if that relationship exists and, you know, it matters, then even if it's listed, go ahead and make that one phone call and just double check and, you know, be very specific about which plan, because there's no point in signing up for something that you're not going to be able to use. Mm-hmm. And we saw in Kentucky that when people got enrolled, especially people who were previously uninsured, they used their plans. And one way they use their plans is with preventative services, which with all plans are $0 out of pocket. So everyone with any plan can go and get their annual physical, can get, you know, vaccinations, flu shots, and all of that is $0 out of pocket. The any plan. And so we want to make sure people are taking advantage of that. But for other kinds of care, you want to make sure that you've got a plan where the prescriptions are affordable. If you know you have an ongoing medication, let's figure out what that's going to cost all year with different plans.
So you're saying don't just look at the premium amount that you're paying. Pay attention to what the copays, the co-insurance amounts, and the deductibles are.
Right, and that's, again, where in-person assistance can be helpful for people mm-hmm. that are fluent in kind of these sorts of ways, you know, of doing those estimations and looking at those total out-of-pocket costs with some calculators.
Okay. And, again, if people need help, real quickly, where do they go? What resources can they look to?
So on the healthcare.gov site, find local help, and you put in your zip code, and it will give you a list of organizations that provide free help that are in close proximity to where you live or work.
Well, Angela, Deanna, and Kara, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Legal Aid Society of Greater Cincinnati paralegal advocate Deanna White, outreach and enrollment coordinator and specialist with the Cincinnati Health Department, Angela Robinson, and attorney and health law fellow with the Kentucky Equal Justice Center, Kara Stewart. Coming up, Thane Maynard talks with the author of Adventures in the Anthropocene. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.